Tonight, the USA Network broadcasts a new telemovie that takes two famous figures from the past, Robert Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe, and links them romantically in a mixture of fact and fiction with the emphasis on fiction. Its producers call it a presentation of possibilities. TV critic David Bianculli calls it something else.
So much has been written about the Kennedys, including that controversial, inventive Ted Kennedy biography by Joe McGinnis, you'd think it'd be hard to scrape the bottom of that particular barrel. But Marilyn and Bobby, her final affair, doesn't just hit bottom. It sinks so low, it digs a new bottomless pit of tackiness for the USA Network. And if you've seen a few of that network's other telemovies, you know what a nasty insult that really is. Marilyn and Bobby stars Melody Anderson, who starred in Flash Gordon, as Marilyn. The former Attorney General is played by James F. Kelly, who's best known, I guess, for playing Bobby Kennedy in other telemovies. And here's the way screenwriter Gerard McDonald invents dialogue between them, as the two get to know one another at a private party.
My drama coach called me up. He wanted me to play Mrs. Alving. You know the play, Ghosts?
No.
Well, Mrs. Alving is crazy. And I said, what do you think? You think I want to get inside the mind of a crazy woman? No.
How, as an actor, can you get inside someone's mind? I mean, how can I get inside your mind?
You wouldn't like it if you did. It's a jungle up there.
It gets worse. Perhaps the most outrageously ridiculous scene, given the high profiles of both Marilyn Monroe and Bobby Kennedy, is the one where she picks him up curbside for an impromptu picnic. Instead of sneaking around, she tools up in a flashy convertible, he hops in like that action TV hero from The Big Chill, and this is what they say, loud enough for everyone to hear.
I'm all yours. Let's go, Monroe.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Attorney General.
Calling him Attorney General is hardly the height of discretion. But what's the point of complaining that certain actions don't seem credible when the whole movie is without credibility? Except for a scene where Marilyn sings Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy at Madison Square Garden, a scene that uses actual news footage of the real JFK, by the way, there's almost nothing factual in this film. Not the hitman allegedly hired by Jimmy Hoffa to kill Bobby, or the scene where J. Edgar Hoover wakes up in bed with another man, or the scene at Marilyn's deathbed where enough people run in and out of the place to make it look like a stateroom scene from a Marx Brothers movie. All of the real people portrayed as characters in this drama are dead, so they can't sue. But viewers should think about taking out a class action suit, because this kind of irresponsible filmmaking is one step away from criminal. This isn't docudrama. It's schlockudrama.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.